はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。日本文化レッスンでございます。さくらです。
よしです。
Peter here, Japanese culture class number 27. As always, brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, joined in the studio by Sakura-san and Yoshi-san. And we are here to talk about what, Sakura-san?
敬老の日。
Respect for the Age Day. Now, the best part about this lesson is I know nothing about the topic. So, I think there's going to be a lot of people out there quite happy that I will not be saying anything this lesson.
ずるい。
English, please.
なんて言えばいいの? I don't know what in English.
What was the word?
ずるい。
So,cunning, not fair. So using a dirty trick.
Dirty trick?
Or some kind of unfavorable means to get what you want.
So. But it's like, it's not fair. Né?
Yep, that's it.
So.
So, I happily turn the lesson over to Sakura-san and Yoshi-san. よろしくお願いします。
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 どうぞ。
Please, Yoshi-san.
So, 敬老の日.
Respect for the age day.
You know, you have Mother's Day and Father's Day. But in Japan, we also have this day, 敬老の日.
In addition to Mother's and Father's Day, correct? In Japan, you also have Mother's and Father's Day.
Yes.
Yes.
Plus this day too.
Because I don't think other countries have this.
Never heard of it.
Maybe they do.
Maybe
not.
Nice to see you going out on limbs instead of me. Yes, so anybody out there, we'd love to hear what's going on in your country. If you have a similar day or something, because to the best of our knowledge, we're not aware of another country with this custom. But it seems like someone out there would have this respect for the age day. And we should have it too in the US.
Yes, it's a national holiday.The third Monday of September.
So every third week of September, you have a three-day holiday.
Yes!
Yes, Sakura-san, you fell into my trap. Yes, this is supposed to be a respectful holiday, but I think many young people, like Sakura-san, nowadays, rather than using this day for what it was meant to do, think about a three-day holiday, a three-day vacation, and take off somewhere?Sakura-san, can you verify that? Do you usually take this day off? Or do you usually do something with the aged people?
actually, to be honest.
We love when you're honest.
I don't do anything special, really. And I think many Japanese people, too. But some people who are more like living close to their grandparents...may get together, yeah. Or I heard that some people give flowers or send sake, Japanese sake, to grandfather, grandmother.
Yeah, so again, with everything we introduce here, we just want you to know that much like in any country, there are people on this day who take the time to do what they want, or there's other people who take the time to do what people traditionally did. Again,There's a wide range of lots of people in any country. Again, there's a wide range of people. We're going to tell you more about this day and what's usually done on it. But again, not everybody follows this. So if you meet a Japanese person overseas, maybe they don't do this. Maybe they call. Or maybe you can ask them and gather some information for us. Maybe they do call home on this day. Maybe they do call their grandparents and things like that. Again, we learn from each other. The more we hear from you, the better it is. Interactive learning.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Yoshi-san, tell us more.
You know, Japanese people are well known for long lifespan.
Yes, definitely. And we went through this in one of the previous lessons, especially the women.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Guys, yeah, you're not so... You're not,
But still.
Yes.
Still.
All right, yeah, you got it.
And I think it's a wonderful thing.But also, it brings up this, it's not an issue, but topic about having elderly people in your society. And this day, on this day, it gives you a chance to think about if our welfare for aged people mm-hmm. is good enough.
Mm.
Wow, you really took this political, Yoshi-san.
But it's good.
Yeah. So you agree, Sakura-san?
Mm. Yes, because it's becoming a very important issue in Japan in many ways, this aging population issue.
Yeah, can you give us a bit of background for people who might not be aware of what's going on out there? Okay, I can give a background about what's going on out there. So in Japan, the birth rate has been falling as more and more women enter the workforce. They choose to marry later. Mm. Similar with the guys, they want to experience more before they settle down with a family.
Mm.
This is coupled with the fact that after the war, the population increased very fast. So they had the same thing. They had a baby boom, but more so than the U.S., the birth rate has fallen. And it's getting to be quite an issue. I believe last year was the first year that the Japanese population actually started shrinking. So they actually peaked. And they're forecast to fall quite a bit over the next 100 years. So it's becoming this huge issue.
Yes.
So that's where we're at. And that's why people nowadays are kind of very concerned with this.
Mm.
There's pension things and there's all... Well, we could spend the whole lesson on this.
Yes.
But what I'd like to do, I would like to ask you, Sakura-san, and you, Yoshi-san, define aged.
Hmm?
Define aged. Respect for the age day. Who's aged?
Ha 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 ha. ですね. Well, actually, I've seen somewhere that the definition for like 高齢者, which is like high-aged people, is like in statistics or something. over 65 or somewhere like that. But I'm not really sure. I think I just saw that somewhere.
But the fact that you don't know it kind of lets me know that it's kind of open to interpretation.
Yes, I think so. Mm.
So for you, what would you consider? Who would you consider? Who would you pay respect to on this day? Your parents or your grandparents or an uncle or a great uncle? Or who would you pay respect to?
Grandparents and old people around that age, I'd say.
So give me a rough figure.
No.
No?
Because that's going to reveal something. How about you?
That's right, yeah. Just stop by the website, JapanesePod101.com, for that, because we have everything up there.
But,
good point. Yeah, so let's ask Yoshi-san.
Yeah.
I would say if you have grandchildren, even though you are still in your, like, could be 30s or 40s or 50s, but once your grandchildren start calling you grandpa, grandma, they can start respecting you as like a elderly person.
From the eye of the grandchild.
Yeah, I think that's how we see, you know, aged people. Like you would say you respect your grandparents.
Mm. Mm.
But how about when you have grandkids? Mm. So I think it's safe to say that way so that we don't have to define.
I think it's a great definition. But just to play devil's advocate, what about the people with no grandkids?
Ne. まあ、それもあるよね。
They can consider their friend's grandkid as
the same generation の人ね。
Yoshi, I think you got a winner. That's a great way to do it.
Thank you.
Great job, Yoshi-san.
I think one interesting point is that many Japanese people who might have been considered an elderly a few decades ago are not... So they don't look that age. They're enjoying life. They're more active, you know, nowadays, I think.
Keep holding on, Sakura-san. Eh? Keep holding on. Okay. Yeah, no, it's a great point.
You know what I want to say? Yeah.
We got it. No, that's a great point.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Yoshi's dynamic definition is really works out well. Because it does. It's all kind of relative. And especially as Japan's population gets older.
Yes.
So this is quite an interesting day.
And it's not like you're trying to say you're old, but it's more like, you know, we want to respect your, like what you have gained and what you know.
And what you've contributed to the society.
Yes.
So だね。
Because this holiday, Keirō no Hi, originally started about 50 years ago. Like one mayor of this village in Japan tried to do a project to
develop the village.
Yes. And
economic stimulation.
And his concept of this project was to be respectful to the elderly people, but also get their wisdom to develop the village.
It is a great idea.
Yes.
You know, one of the most amazing thing for me is that for me, Japanese people retire too young. I mean, you have these people 60, 63, 65 retiring, and they're almost kind of forced out. And you're talking about some really valuable work experience and things like this. We're trying to actually get a person to come work down here.
Good idea.
we need some structure.
I think many people think that, and the situation is changing a little by little to hire these people who have retired nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it's it could be great for the Japanese economy.
Yes, I'd say so.
So, Yoshi-san, do you have the name of that village?
I'm not sure about the name of the village, but it was in Hyogo Prefecture.
Where is that located?
Near Kyoto, Osaka.
So to the southwest of Honshu.
Where Kobe is
Kobe.
In.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so Kobe is in Hyogo Prefecture.
Yes.
So down near Osaka, Kyoto, and Kobe, in that area down there.
Yes.
And there is also a commercial campaign, which is a lot smaller in scale compared to Mother's Day and Father's Day. But like gift giving for grandparents.
Yeah, but as we said before, since the age population is increasing, this holiday can get very big in the near future. Not only is the amount of elderly people increasing, but on average, they tend to live longer.
Yes.
And it's usually an increasing trend. So we found out where this day came from.
Yes.
We talked about that. The number of participants are increasing. And when it started. Okay, so now that we covered pretty much, now that we covered the basics,
yes,
let's get some input. Let's ask Yoshi-san what he does on these days. Sakura-san, can you ask him? I don't want to put him on the spot.
Yoshi-san, do you do anything special on that day?
I used to, when my grandparents were still alive. I think my family went to visit them. Just, you know, to hang out.
Yes.
But now they're gone. So I just respect the elderly people by myself.
That's nice.
Very nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I think the whole concept of this day is really nice. I mean, we could really use something like this. All right. Now, I think that's going to cover it. Yoshi-san, do you have anything you want to add? Or Sakura-san, anything you want to add?
Yeah, there's like one funny story about this Japanese man who lived the longest. I think he's in the Guinness book. He was 120 years old.
Yes, very old.
Wow.
Yes.
It makes me feel good all of a sudden. Really good.
すごいね.
I believe he was the longest lived male. But when he turned 120 years old, you know, all the reporters, TV stations went to go interview him. And they asked him, hey, what's your type for a woman? Can you guess what he said?
Pretty girls? Hello. Time's up.
Yeah, these questions throw me off. Okay, I would have to say his type.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you the answer?
No.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. Young girls?
close, but...
close?
But almost. But he said older women.
Older women?
Yes, someone older than he was. So.
Nice humor then, eh? Yeah?
We're talking the 19th century.
So, I like that.
Like that person, we're talking like the beginning of the Meiji era.
Yes. Yep. But he's the oldest guy.
What now?
Maybe he has a young heart.
Yes. And that's the key to that long age as well.
Mm. Yeah, and I bet there's a lot of people looking forward to their presence on this day to keep them young. All right, so that's going to do it for today.
またね。
またね。